in those 100 years, all these people who have succeeded one another, from father to son, have lost, what shall I say, the energy of life. They have no courage left, no initiative. They wait. They wait for the 15th of April. And when the 15th of April comes, they wait for a miracle to take place. Poverty has ended by overtaking every one of them. My predecessors and I have sold first the house in order to build another which yields a better rent, followed by bits of the garden and further bits. But as to that corner over there, pointing to the picture, they would rather die than sell it. On this they all agreed, Louise d'Ernemont, who is the direct heiress of Pauline, as well as the beggars, the workmen, the footmen, the circus rider, and so on, who represent the unfortunate Charles. There was a fresh pause, and Lupin asked, "What is your own opinion, Maître Volandier?" "My private opinion is that there's nothing in it. What credit can we give to the statements of an old servant enfeebled by age? What importance can we attach to the crotchets of a madman? Besides, if the farmer general had realized his fortune, don't you think that that fortune would have been found? One could manage to hide a paper, a document, in a confined space like that, but not treasures."
"Still the pictures."
"Yes, of course. But after all, are they a sufficient proof?"
Lupin bent over the copy which the solicitor had taken from the cupboard, and after examining it at length, said, "You spoke of 3 pictures.
"Yes, the one which you see was handed to my predecessor by the heirs of Charles. Louise d'Ernemont possesses another, and for the 3rd no one knows what became of it."
Lupin looked at me and continued,
"And do they all bear the same date?"
"Yes, the date inscribed by Charles d'Ernemont when he had them framed not long before his death. The same date, that is to say the 15th of April, year 2, according to the revolutionary calendar, as the arrest took place in April 1794.
"Oh yes, of course," said Lupin. "The figure 2 means..."
He thought for a few moments and resumed.